MTV Cast.
It is calling in twice in one day. A little clingy because it's Alexandra again. Calling from the beginning of the climb into the Mazatals. It's looking more alive a little bit than last year. Like, stuff is growing. Last year, I got here at like 11. I started the gravel climb at like 10 or 11. And I cooked my brains out. I only brought like 3 liters of water. And I ran out. It was a disaster. So I dropped down into the marina and got Gatorade, water, 8 liters of water. And I was like, and I got all my clothes soaking wet. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sprint. I'm going to go as fast as I can up this road climb. And it's like crawling with like a turtle. And my bike is 700 pounds. Also, because I ran out of food yesterday at noon, I didn't get to eat again until like 6:20 at Queens Valley. I may have decided to stay in town so that I could get to the Boshas and spend $117 on food that I have crammed in every nook and cranny for like 2 days for the riding trauma. Hilarious. But that's not, I didn't call for those reasons. I was just thinking about how cool Anna is. I was texting with her. I got scared when I saw her off route. I was like, Anna, what's wrong? Are you dead? I'm really dead. Don't worry. Like, you're not. I was afraid she's like, gonna get a hotel or I don't know. I don't know why I thought that. Maybe because that's like what I wanted to do. So I texted her. And she's like, no, I just hurt my sidewall. I was like, oh, dude, cool. I mean, not cool, but I had mechanicals too yesterday. And the knob I tore off, I had duct tape. But the rocks are so sharp, it keeps ripping the duct tape off. But the lace straps fix everything. Everything all the time. But yeah, I don't know. Anna's just so cool. She's so badass. Like, I've been obsessed with this route for like 6 years. And I'm practicing and trying and failing. And she's just like a little butterfly floating up there. Like, trying to catch her with everything I have. And every day, she's just 5 hours ahead of me. So, I'm so proud of her. I don't know. It's just really special to have somebody else to race who, like, knows the stuff, the girl stuff. I'm just so grateful. This is the most fucking best route, best fun, greatest way to love yourself and trust and believe in other people. You think about all the love and gratitude, or at least I think about that mostly. So it always comes back to, like, most of the people that are remaining in this race are like my good friends that I know. Like, I know their partners and I know their lives, and I just believe in them. It makes me believe in myself, and it's just so fun, so hard, but so fun.